The following program is transcribed.
Grape Nut Flakes present Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan. Coming in.
Yes, it's Hop Harrigan coming in for Grape Nuts Flakes. And Glenn Riggs saying they've got what it takes. They've got crispness. They've got freshness. Yes, chances are better than 100 to 1 that you just can't buy an unfresh package of Grape Nuts Flakes or any other post cereal. And here's why, gang. Grape Nuts Flakes now come in the new Fresh Protector package. A wonderful new package that keeps those Grape Nuts Flakes just about as crisp and fresh as the moment they came out of the toasting oven. Yes, oven crisp, oven fresh, because that's how a cereal tastes best. That is, you did have to be there before Post Cereals designed the new Fresh Protector package. Now, thanks to the Fresh Protector package, you get that oven crispness and oven freshness. You get it in Grape Nuts Flakes and other cereals of the Post family. An oven crispness and oven freshness that makes those Grape Nuts Flakes a miracle of flavor. Just try them, that's all. Just try those Grape Nuts Flakes now in the red, white, and blue Fresh Protector package. And now to our story. Becoming more and more involved with the Bentley Circus, in spite of their determination to stay out of other people's troubles, Hop and Tank unwittingly made an enemy of Chuck, the circus stunt pilot, when they reprimanded him for flying too low over the town of Lakeville. Following that, they discovered that Bongo, the huge and ferocious gorilla they had helped recapture, had not escaped from his cage accidentally. Someone had tampered with the lock on the steel-barred cage door. In view of all this, when the boys returned to the airport with Gail Nolan and Aunt Agatha to attend the evening performance as guests of Mr. Bentley, the circus owner, there seemed to be good reason for Hop to feel vaguely uneasy and to warn Tank to be on the lookout for trouble. The sense of impending danger was further heightened when they overheard Rags, one of the circus clowns, tell Bentley that the performers' trunks had been moved from their original places in the wardrobe tent, a circus superstition that warned of bad luck and almost certain disaster. Standing outside the wardrobe tent, Tank looks at Hop inquiringly.
So, what do we do now?
Nothing. Just keep our eyes and ears open and be ready. Come on, let's drift back to Gail and Aunt Agatha.
Where are they?
Over there, watching the performers line up for the grand entry.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's go.
And Tank.
Huh?
Remember, not a word to anyone.
Oh, sure, sure.
Look, Aunt Agatha. The elephants are all getting in line.
Oh, good gracious. Step back, Gail. They might trample us.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, how's it going? You two enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes, Hop. It's wonderful.
Where's that nice man, Mr. Bentley? Hasn't he come back yet?
Oh, there he is. Just coming out of that tent with the clown.
Oh, Mr. Bentley.
Coming,
mister. Hey, what gives, Aunt Agatha? Mr. Bentley reminds you of your old boyfriend on the midway?
Oh, hush up.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting like this, but there are so many last-minute details.
Of course, we understand.
It's been quite thrilling watching the performers get ready.
The grand entry march will begin in 15 minutes, so we still have time. How about a look at the sideshow now?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Shall we go?
Mr. Bentley, do you mind if I hold your arm again? There are so many ropes and stakes.
A pleasure, Miss Knapp.
Thank you.
Around this tent now, we'll go back to the midway.
Aunt Agatha's really going to town.
It must be spring.
We ought to give her a dose of sulfur and molasses.
Come on, we'll lose them.
We sure got a crowd out here tonight.
Say, what happened to Aunt Agatha, Mr. Bentley? We have lost them.
No, I see them, Hop. They're crossing the midway over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on.
Hop, look.
Huh?
Coming this way, the stunt pilot.
Well, hiya, Harrigan. Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Chuck.
Having fun?
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. How's about introducing me?
Why, go on, beat it, Dodo.
Hank.
Now, is that the way to talk to a pal? Ah, come on, Harrigan. I'd like to meet the lady formal.
Gail, this is... I don't know your last name, Chuck.
Forget it. Chuck's good enough. I'm glad to meet you, Gail.
How do you do?
I'm a pilot with this show. Stunt pilot.
Oh, then you're the one who flew so low over our house this afternoon.
Yep, pretty fancy diving, huh? Wait till you see my act. I'm good.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Say, what are you doing after the show?
Why,
How's about you and me getting together? You know, go someplace and dance.
Wait a minute, Chuck. Miss Nolan's with me.
So what? I'm asking her for a date.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chuck. I'm busy.
Yeah, so get on your kitty car and beat it.
Okay, but you're missing yourself a swell time, beautiful. So long, Harrigan. Hope you enjoy the show. It's going to be a hot one.
Oh, a horrible creature.
Oh, I should have busted him once.
Don't forget it. He's just a stupid little fool with a big shot complex. Come on, let's have a look at the sideshow.
This way, folks. Right this way. You can't say you've seen the circus.
Oh, thanks. Why are you dawdling? Hurry.
Coming in, Agatha.
Folks. 200 exciting freaks and one well,
right
in the world.
Go right in, boy. Go right,
Joe.
Go
with
me. We better go around this way.
Oh, my. It's crowded in here.
The sideshow is very popular, Miss Knapp. They put on as many as 30 or 40 exhibitions a day.
Oh, sounds like hard work to me.
It is, Miss Nolan. A kinker's life is far from easy.
Hey, what's a kinker?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so used to talking with other circus people, I forget that folks like you don't understand the lingo. A kinker is a performer. Anyone that's in a circus act or part of it.
Oh, I get it now.
Step over this way, ladies and gentlemen. Gather round for the biggest and most beautiful exhibits in the sideshow.
Oh, come on, Miss Bentley.
Of course.
Here she is, Fanny the Fat Lady, 400 pounds of blushing femininity, 400 pounds on the hook. Stand up, Fanny, and show the folks.
Now, there's a girl for you, Tank.
Are you kidding?
Go on, say something to the nice people, Fanny.
Hiya, phone.
Oh, boy, acres and acres.
Hey, that's right, mister, you said it. All wrapped up in one little girl. Well, there's the music, folks. The big show is about to begin. So hurry, 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 because you don't want to miss a single breathtaking minute of it.
Well, come on, folks. Let's go over to the big top. I don't want you to miss anything.
Come on, Tank, before Fanny gets her hands up.
Laughing and joking, Hop, Tank, and Agatha and Gale follow Mr. Bentley through the crowd to the main circus tent, where the... Hop has apparently forgotten his fear that trouble is brewing. But if he could overhear the conversation between Chuck, the stunt pilot, and one of the roustabouts at the other end of the field near the main hangar, his fear would be doubled.
Well, there it goes. Show's beginning.
When are you going, Chuck?
In about a half hour. But I want to make sure everything is straight here.
You all set?
Yeah. I soaked about 20 feet of rope in a high octane, like you said. I got it running from the back of this hangar right down to the main gas tank. All I got to do is light the rope and then beat it. It'll take about 5 minutes for the fire to reach the gas tank. Then, blowy.
Good. You know when to set it off?
Yeah. As soon as you go into a spin.
You know what a spin looks like?
Sure. I've seen you do it before.
Okay. I just don't want any slip-ups.
Don't worry, Chuck. There won't be none. This fire's going to look pretty from where you'll be sitting.
Yeah, real pretty. The hangar goes up, the crowd panics, and Bentley's ruined. And what puts the cream in their coffee, Harrigan and Tinker will be finished, too.
His face a dull crimson in the reflection of the varicolored lights of the midway, Chuck bites off each word venomously, anticipating his coming triumph over Hop and Tank, while they sit unsuspecting in the main tent, watching the show. A lot's going to happen in the next few minutes, so stand by for the exciting climax. Gang, there's a whopping big surprise coming up for you Monday. Some extra special news from Great Nuts Flakes that's really going to have you jumping around with joy. Now, I can't tell you today just what it is, but it's something you'll all want and something you can all have. It sort of has something to do with spring. You know all the exciting things that happen in spring, like ball games and marbles and circuses. Uh-oh, what am I saying? Should I say circuses? Well, just forget it till Monday, gang. But on Monday, don't forget to be with us on our Hop Harrigan Grape Nuts Flakes program. Meanwhile, keep yourself going with plenty of those wholesome whole grain Grape Nuts Flakes at breakfast. Toasty brown, malty rich Grape Nuts Flakes. With their two times tasty flavor of sun-ripened wheat and malted barley, with their oven freshness and oven crispness, Grape Nuts Flakes in the brand new Fresh Protector package. And gang,
come Monday at this time, remember, those Grape Nuts Flakes will have some swell news for you about a surprise you won't want to miss. And now, back to our story. As Chuck, the stunt pilot, evidently working for someone who is attempting to ruin the Bentley Circus, completes his plans to set fire to the high-octane fuel in the main gas tank near the hangar, throwing the huge circus crowd into a panic, Hop and Tank, completely unaware of the deadly plot, sit in a front row box in the main tent with Aunt Agatha, Gail, and Mr. Bentley, watching the tumblers and acrobats perform in the ring. Then, as the whistle blows...
Look, Aunt Agatha, in the center ring. A lion tamer.
Oh, that takes a life. You mean he's going to stay in that cage all alone with those wild beasts?
That's right, Miss Knapp. He's trained those animals himself. Watch now. One of the lions is going to walk a tightrope. There. See?
Wonderful.
The crowd is certainly enthusiastic.
And now the climax of the act. All the lions will circle the ring, jumping from table to table. This is really dangerous because some of the animals circle in back of the tent, training.
There they go.
There. How did you like that?
Well, you got a great show here, Mr. Bentley.
Thanks, Tinker.
Hey, listen. That's a plane.
Yes, it's Chuck. He's beginning his act.
How are we going to see him?
The canvas is being rolled back. You see?
Oh, yeah. There he is.
What a strange color the plane seems to glow.
That's a special luminous paint, Miss Nolan.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting Chuck Bentley, the Flying Daredevil.
There's that diving trick of his again. You know, someday he ain't going to pull out of one of them.
Oh, he's a good pilot, Tinker. One of the best.
He certainly seems to be.
And now Chuck Henley will amaze you with a breathtaking series of aerial maneuvers. Watch him. He's gaining altitude. Now, over he goes in a loop. Go!
And Tank watched the wild tumbling spin, they little realized that another pair of eyes far across the field is also watching. And as the plane corkscrews toward the ground, a match is struck and the flickering flame applied to the end of a high-octane soaked rope. Inch by inch, a trail of fire creeps toward the main fuel tank. In 5 minutes, no more, there will be a terrific explosion. The hangar will burst into flame and then panic. Can nothing be done to stop it? We'll find out Monday, so don't miss Monday's action-packed episode brought to you by Grape Nuts Flakes, one of the Post family of cereals. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.